Let me tell you. First of all, you have to understand what orgasm is. Orgasm happens when the soul gets an instrument. It's so thick that it is hard to see through anything. So it gets this instrument, the body. Body is an instrument. Animals have this instrument, but that instrument, or their instrument, is not developed to feel or to realize who you really are, or what is the ecstasy or bliss. In animal's body, they might feel orgasm, like human do. The problem is Westerner got stuck into it when somebody talks about sex and spirituality. They get attracted to it. And no wonder there are many, many people who got trapped into Osho for me. And in India now, when he is gone fully, and he was alive, the Indian government put the ban that unless you have a test of AIDS, you cannot enter in that period, because it is a fear to spread the AIDS everywhere. So I often talk about sex, that sex is not our goal. Sex flows or to make flow your energy down. Sex flows, you are not seeking the sex. Sex flows orgasm. Orgasm is a totally different thing. Let me explain what orgasm is if somebody doesn't have in their own mind. Sex flows, no matter if it is a boy or a girl. Sex flows. Now, early in the morning, they want to go to the bathroom, maybe urinate. And it is so much pressure. And it's very cold. The person gets lazy to go to the bathroom. But when they cannot control it, they have to use the bathroom. And when it is so much pressure, and when you release that urine, it feels, the body feels very light. If nobody has orgasm. But orgasm is nothing. According to psychologists and psychiatrists, orgasm is just releasing of energy. Because the muscles, they get tired. And somehow the organs, they release energy. And when they release energy, it feels good. That's called orgasm. Like if your head is a little bit heavier and you suddenly sneeze aloud, you get a little relief. When you get a little relief, that's called orgasm. Sex flows, and that technique is not taught in the society. Sex flows. If that technique is true, the people who are in love, the couples, or the boyfriend and girlfriend, they really love each other. an intense bare energy in struggle for wasting batteries. But they misused. And because of that misuse, they got trapped into the other sex flows. Sex flows. Sex flows. Sex flows. And this energy can flow upward. Basic energy is the sexual energy. You make it flow down, like merely masturbation. It releases the energy. It releases where all the energy is going down, wasted. Sex flows because it is a... What happens if somebody does with himself or herself masturbation kind of activities? There is no other partner to give you the energy back. If you have a partner, you have your own wife or your own girlfriend or boyfriend, what happens, whatever you leave other body, it is positive and negative. Male is positive, female is negative. Yin and yang, we call it. So the positive, negative wires, they create the spark. And they enhance the energy. So they don't lose both of them, because they are in love. And they are increasing the energy. The chances are in the... When people are in love and they move in love, chances are they don't lose the energy at all. Instead of losing, they gain it. But when they are having merely sexual act, they mostly use it. Misuse it and energy goes down. So we have to think about it. The orgasm, I am repeating exactly the word, Brahmananda Sahoda. The orgasm is called Brahmananda Sahoda, the brother of the Brahma. Brahma means absolute. And God is blissful, God is in ecstasy. In this instrument, what we have got? Nature gives you the chance that this orgasm, if you know how to feel it, to experience it, or realize it, you have chance to know. Maybe the bliss is more than that. Even you have some kind of relief, even you feel very good after releasing this energy with your lover or with your husband, wife, whatever your partner is, whoever is. So that orgasm, that feeling, makes you think that is it coming from me or it is coming from the others. Ultimately, no matter the people, two people who are in love, ultimately the orgasm happens within himself or within herself. It doesn't come from the outside. It is not the outsider phenomenon. It is inner phenomenon. Every time somebody feels orgasm, it is his own or her own. other is just merely a cause to it. But ultimately, it can happen, if you learn this technique, it can happen by yourself. You don't have to go through the sexual act or masturbation kind of activities. Suddenly you are in deep meditation. And in deep meditation, you are fully forgotten your body. You are suddenly thrown in that kind of bliss or ecstasy.